Oh, I know it said Barry Miller along with consumer guy Larry Stanley, but Larry, it's really along with thousands of wonderful, wonderful listeners. That's for whom we do the show, and that's who we really care about in this show. Thank you, listeners, for being so good, for calling in, for you know, asking us questions, coming to seminars, you know, and we know they're for your enhancement, etc. But we get to meet such nice people. Thank you very much. Stay in touch with us anytime. You could email us anytime at truth@barryandlarry.com. Who are we? Who are we, Larry? A lot of people's, you know, new listeners. Who are you? Who's Barry? Why do we have this show? We haven't talked about that for a couple of months.
Well, I'm just a consumer.
Hold it. A consumer who just made a big mistake. A big mistake. Did you catch the mistake,
well,
Travis?
The word
just.
I knew that was coming.
Thank you. Go ahead. Continue. No one is just
a
consumer.
Don't sell yourself short there.
That's right.
But I've bought 11 houses. I've sold 10 of them. And guess what? I'm now on the next round of house purchases.
And this is the wealth building program, and you've done well with those homes.
That's right.
And you're now getting ready soon after that purchase takes place to be an investor.
Absolutely. I plan on investing. I would say in June we'll be ready to invest, and we will be doing so in residential real estate.
Now, Larry, you're not a builder, right? You've never been a builder.
That's correct.
See, I do hang around builders a little bit. When I hear them say June, I have to ask them what year. Okay, will the home be complete? That's a builder's joke. Thank you for laughing a little bit, Larry. But you're talking June this year, right?
That is correct. Well, that goes along, Barry, with when I started looking at houses, thinking that I might want to build one.
Uh-huh.
It's 18 to 24 months to build a house in Colorado Springs. It's nuts. Unless you have lots of patience and time.
Oh, there's so much to cover in this show today about wealth building. You know, last week, you all listeners, and we focused on sending your grandchildren to college. How nice it is to build up a pool of money. And this week, our learning time is the show, really. How to be debt-free. Get this. In just 1 or 2 years... And how to stay debt-free. We're going to talk some elements about that. But, Larry, one of the pieces that we're going to use is literally from yesterday, literally 24 hours ago. Oh, let me think. Not even 24 hours ago. Okay, close to it. But about 20 hours ago, one of our clients purchased an investment property in Colorado Springs, and then after the day closed and we got all the final numbers, okay, just to make sure everything stood on the seller and the buyer side, our team here in the research department did the investment projection. And then I looked at that and I said, whoa, when I wrote a couple weeks ago how to be debt-free in just 1 or 2 years, I thought, is that going to be too aggressive? Oh, wait till you hear the numbers, the live, raw data numbers. I'm not going to shorten 1 or 2 years. That's a short period of time for people to become debt-free and realize where you have to have some money to invest in real estate, okay, so that then you could become debt-free. So if you're wrapped up in debt too much, we will still help you unwrap yourself of that debt so that you could get in the investment world and wealth building world and optimize your wealth, as we say, around the Barry and Larry program, bottomizing your risk, nearly not having any is what that means. And when we work with you, we're 100% loyal 100% of the time to your goals, your objectives. And included in those goals frequently is, gee, Barry, we need to become debt-free too. We have expertise in that. And that's why the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program is, in truth, the most unique wealth building program in America, bar none. Oh, I saw a lovely website of a cool website. We got some wonderful website ideas out of it yesterday. It's from a company, they buy homes and want you to buy the homes they bought. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But it's not consumer-centered. Everything on the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program, everything, everyone, all of our thoughts are geared to how can we make life better for our customers? Not can we go out, buy a property, fix it up, flip it, and make money. That's nothing wrong with that. That's going to happen sometimes. And we do that too. We have that experience. We have two agents in the office with us. And I'm going to bring them in now. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Introduce yourself to our listeners. Most of them know you now.
Well, my name is Sherry Cinnamon, and I have been in Colorado since 1982 and a realtor for 23 years, proudly placing my license with Jim Wanzek at Remax Masters Millennium. But even better, I got on the radio, Barry and Larry.
And we're sitting in the Mount Elbert studio in Jim Wanzek's Remax Masters Millennium headquarters, right in the tech center. And with us, part of the team, Travis Wanzek. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning.
Yes, tell us who you are. Tell our listeners that this is the Wealth Building Show, who you are. And I don't know, have you purchased investors? You work with investors. You know all about it.
Well, I've been doing this 14 years now, working with my father, a family business, my brother as well.
No, wait. You've been doing this 14 years, working with your father, and I've known your father longer than that, so you must be 16 then? Because,
yep.
I mean, you've been doing it your whole life.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit older.
But with a license for 14 years.
Yes.
That's cool. That's nice. That's nice.
But yeah, born and raised here, and yeah, it just keeps getting better and better. Love working with the family. Love this company. We've got the best agents, the best broker. I think the best office. There's nothing like it out there. So very excited and feel very blessed to be a part of it.
Very, very much so. We're so glad that we're a part of it all together here. On part of our time is with the Wealth Building team and the Vestera Investments, Inc. company, Vestera Investments, where you can diversify, verify, and multiply your income. But this week with Barry and Larry, we're focused on you and how to be debt-free in just a year or two and how to stay debt-free. Larry, what does debt-free mean to you? Not personally. I don't want your financial statement given over the radio. What does debt-free connote to you when you hear those terms?
What it means to me is financial independence. You're not going to be at the mercy of a bank or a credit card company or anybody else. When you're debt-free, you control your own financial health.
Say it again.
When you're debt-free, you control your financial health.
You control your financial health. Very, very well said. You are financially independent. There's nothing like it. You don't have to have tons of assets. You have to be debt-free. And then, you said it, Larry, you're not beholden to... What does our friend Steve Haney say? Beholden to... What does he call the banks?
I don't...
Okay, on his show. Sorry about that. I thought that it would... the evil empire.
Oh, you okay.
You don't have to be beholden. Steve's on K-How. Okay, great show. Later in the day, I think 3 p.m. today, you could hear his show. He's the mortgage doctor. But it's don't have to be beholden. We're saying it. You don't have to be beholden to the evil empire. Not that all banks are evil, just some of them. We'll just leave it at that. Larry, you're saying
just 98.8% of them, but anyway, not all of them.
That's the consumer guy speaking. So the show is about you, and we have a seminar coming up, the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Seminar. That's all about you and a lot more, frankly. That's about a lot of information where you could see the overview in great detail of how the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program really works. It's 90 minutes. There still are seats available. It's coming up Saturday, April 24th. Sherry, you wanted to say something about that seminar.
I'm really excited about that seminar because we have some new data that has come through and shown how much money potentially our clients can make. I'm a team leader within, and I'm just really looking forward to meeting a lot of the people who are on the show. But or listen to the show, but this is a safe place. You don't have to worry about bringing any money. You don't have to worry about selling you any tapes or saying, hey, we'll do some coaching and we're going to charge for that too. Nope, this is a safe place. Come in, learn about it, execute your plan, become debt-free, and we can show you how.
And we could show you how. I'm going to give this economic report right now. The market's as strong as ever. Colorado Springs and Denver. By the way, interesting statistic I got last night as I read the March issue of, I always forget the exact name of the publication, so I have to reach for it, Rental Housing Journal of Colorado. Okay, it's a magazine I've been, a newspaper really I've been getting for years. This is the March issue. And guess what? We knew this. So I'm going to ask you all, you three here in studio, did the rental prices in Denver in the last year go up or down in Denver? The city of Denver.
In the city of Denver, I believe
it went down.
In the last year,
from February to February.
It went down.
Why?
By a little bit. I'm not sure why.
COVID.
Did you? What? Oh,
COVID.
Of course it was because, duh.
COVID. Yeah. Now.
You laugh at
now.
Me.
Denver, the metro area did not go down. Denver went down. The city and county of Denver. The metro area didn't go down. Okay? So the city and county of Denver, there was some truth. There was, I don't like to use this big word because it's overstating reality, out-migration. We didn't see a lot of it. By the way, now everybody's saying, oh, everybody's going to flock back as the jobs are coming back. Likely 80-plus percent are going to flock back, and there's not going to be a whole lot of noticeable difference in renting. I'm talking residential renting in the city and county of Denver. I'll give you the facts. From February to February last year, 20 to 21, the rental prices, median price, Larry, went down 5% in Denver. 5%. Not a lot of money. What is that on a $1,500 two-bedroom? What is 5% of that? It's roughly $65 or something
$70.
Like $70, okay? Not bad. Oh, what happened in Colorado Springs, our other market? What happened in Colorado Springs? It went up 5-plus percent. Up 5-plus percent. The other cities in the metro area of Denver went up anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3%. Nothing went up like Colorado Springs, probably in the country. So they're just some statistics. Why do I bring that up right before break? Because I'm just saying we look at raw data, lots of data. When we help you become debt-free, we look at your data, the raw data, in the same way. Analytically, critically, so that we won't miss anything, so we could help you become debt-free if that's something you have to do before you invest. Bigger picture, if you are already in a good financial position, looking to put your money into something that will bring you returns that you probably haven't heard before, except on the Barry and Larry show, I have in front of me, we all have in front of us, written copy, hard one-page, full investment projection of a closing that occurred yesterday, very typical of what all of our customers are getting. And I'll say the number now, and we'll deal with it when we come back. 51.9% gain on this investor's dollars in the next 12 months. Let's find out how that could work for you and speak in terms of real dollars for you and how likely, very likely, you could be debt-free in under 1 or 2 years. Yes, under 1 or 2 years. Barry Miller for the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program saying we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Happy to be back. Four of us today for a little while longer. Sherry Cinnamon, hi again.
Hi.
Yep, Travis Wanzik, hi again.
Hey, Barry.
Yep, Larry.
Hi, welcome back to the Wealth Building Show.
Larry, what do you have to say about this debt-free and the numbers we have in front of us?
What do I have to say? They're absolutely factual. You can double your money in 2 years with our wealth building program. It's I just find it astonishing that more people aren't trying to find out more information about us.
And Larry, you have, for our listeners now, your weekly Larry's Wealth Building View.
That's right, and it's entitled Accomplishing Financial Freedom as Possible for All of Our Listeners. Does financial freedom seem impossible? Think again, because you can accomplish this. All you need is patience, discipline, determination, and a great financial plan. The first three items, patience, discipline, and determination, you develop. But the Vistara Investments helps you build your great financial plan. These great financial plans are routinely doubling our Vistara customers' investment dollars in less than 2 years.
Larry, do you mind repeating that comment again? Maybe it's a sentence. I'm not sure. The comment you just made.
Our Vistara customers' investment dollars can be doubled in less than 2 years.
Thank you.
This can work for you. Financial freedom is within your reach. Let us show you how to get there. Simply sign up for our absolutely free wealth building seminar. Learn how you can safely invest your money. Get started on your path to financial freedom now.
Larry, thank you. There are three or four things that come to mind. Really, I'm trying to think of a question I could ask about one of them and not roll three thoughts in together and get all confused. When is this seminar you talked about in there?
April 24th at 10:30 in the morning.
That's a Saturday, April 24th, right?
That's right. And if you want to attend, all you need to do is text or call us at 303-888-3788. 303-888-3788. Give us a call. Give us a text. Learn what the program's about. You're not committing anything but an hour and a half of your time.
It's a very well-spent time. Everyone who's attending is saying the benefits they're getting out of the added information, that now they see how this kind of a program works. There's nothing like it in the country, frankly. Okay, certain elements are the same, okay, but nothing has the combination of dots connected the way we connect them anywhere in the country. It's a great, great consumer-oriented plan program, but the key is, it's all up to you. We do next to no follow-up afterwards, and we're proud of that. You follow up with us when you have questions. But, Larry, in your view today, you said something else. I got to rack my brain. You said without you said about the great financial plan. That, as you said it, you had three elements that they have to do themselves. What were those three elements?
Patience, discipline, and determination.
And then the fourth one was the great financial plan that they get and acquire and work with us, and we work with them to develop. What would you say? You're an experienced finance guy. You're an experienced consumer. You're experienced with the real estate element, you know, with Barry for now 8 years, et cetera, in our businesses. But what would you say the main elements of a great financial plan are?
Well, the main element, Barry, is working with the Vistara Wealth Building Program, because we're going to show you how you can double your money literally in 1.5 years. Literally in 1.5 years. It can be done. It's being done every single day. People are joining our program and doubling their money in 1.5 years.
Okay, so for you, the main element is working with Vistara Investment Team.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I had no idea what you were going to say. That surprises me a little bit. I'll say that openly. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. Okay, I didn't mean it, and Larry didn't either as an advertisement. That's not why I asked the question. Now, break that down and take us out of it, even though we're a key part of it when we're working with our customers. What are the elements of the financial plan that matter besides the key people? I agree that the people are the key. But beyond that, what are the other elements of a great financial plan?
Well, a great financial plan is learning how to invest your money in the most in the best way so you get the biggest return on your investment. And that is safe. You can get better returns than we can offer you, but I guarantee you they're not going to be safe like we're going to talk about. Our system is a turnkey system. That means when you invest in residential real estate, you're not going to have to look for a renter. You're not going to have to repair the toilet when it stops working. We have people who'll do that for you as part of our turnkey program.
Oh, I like it. Okay, there, I wasn't looking for an answer, not a Barry answer, none of that stuff, but those elements in addition. Yeah. I'm not surprised at your answer in the sense I agree with you that it's the people first, but then it's the elements. I want our listeners to hear some of those elements. It's turnkey. It's safe. It's nothing is without risk in this world. But man, as far as investing go, nothing is lower risk. Nothing is lower risk than this.
You can touch and feel your investment. How many investments have you ever done in your life where you can touch and feel it? I'll answer your question.
None. I own Coca-Cola stock, and I held a Coca-Cola bottle once. Does that count?
Not in my category of planning. But
okay, I'm just saying that's about as close as we get, right?
But let's take the big one of today, the Bitcoin. I don't understand Bitcoin, but I know I can't touch and feel it.
You can't find it either.
That's right. It scares me. Quite frankly, I'm scared of that, partially because I don't understand it, partially because I understand enough to know that it's not safe and secure like a Vestera investment.
I think that's well said. That is Larry's view of the day, his wealth-building view. Summarizing, it says you can accomplish financial freedom. That's what I got out of it, Larry. I think our listeners did the same. Thank you for that. Yes, we can. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit on Barry's world, wealth-building world for the day, and then we're going to focus in on how our listeners can be debt-free and some of the numbers. By the way, get ready for this. Purchasing a $440,000 property, got that? In the Front Range, happens to be Colorado Springs, but $440,000 property, total cash outlay for everything. We're not going to break that down in great numbers. We don't have to. Most of that's down payment. Most of that's negotiating money to beat out 15-plus other offers, okay? So a little cash went in to beat out those other offers, a little higher than the appraisal. $130,000 cash is the total cash laid out for a down payment. And by the way, that's 25%, not of the purchase price per se. It's 25% of the appraised value, which was just under purchase price, and added cash. You don't need to know the details. You just need to know $440,000 property, $130,000 cash. Let's see how that could make you debt-free in a year or two when we come back. Wow, what a wonderful world, what a wonderful weekend in so many ways. And whether you're hearing us live now in Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming, anywhere in the world you may be listening now, that's wonderful. And even if it's later in the week when you hear us, this is Barry saying it is a wonderful world and we want it to be more wonderful for you. This is Barry's Wealth Building World. I am Barry Miller, one of the hosts of the show. I want to say this to you. How far do you want to take your debt-free freedom? Please do not take your debt-free thoughts outside of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone remains key when you hear you should be a wise investor. This advice actually is quite deep. I mean, it's not a simple thing I have. I only have 100 words to say this. And because if you think for even 5 minutes that you are wandering too far from your comfortable level, from your normal habitual financial habits. And when I say habitual like that, yes, I'm implying maybe negative habits. If you're wandering too far from those, be very careful. But frankly, everyone knows. Who's everyone? All the psychologists. It's not that they're trying to control you. They just know from studying all of us as humans, if you wander too far from your comfort zones, you will resist the very financial goals that you thought you were setting. And frankly, not only will you resist your own goals, you will not get to where you thought you wanted to be. So whenever you're changing your financial habits, even just a bit, you better be comfortable with the anticipated new financial habits. And here's what helps you get there. You better anticipate the new financial comfort that you will have. You will have comfort and security like never before when you're debt-free. But be careful getting there. Don't wander too far from who you are. Don't trust too many people with your money. Why? They'll take advantage of you. That's why. And you can't fool yourself too long or too far. So stay in your comfort level. Consider changing your comfort level. Considering having the most comfortable life of any human beings on this earth ball by being debt-free. Larry, that's a bit of what I read an article this week would call, the article was in Rental Housing Journal, it would call one of the brain town articles. It was a little brainy, okay? But it's real. We can't wander too far from our comfort zones and pretend, oh, I've had bad financial habits. All of a sudden, I want to get in on these 50% returns. You can't just turn a switch on and change yourself that quickly.
Barry, you before the break, you were talking about one of our investors who closed on Friday, who took his money out of the bank, which was probably earning 0.5% annually on his investment.
That's close.
And he's now earning 52%. He increased by over 1,000% his returns.
In 18 months, he's going to double what he put into it. So that's what could make most of you listeners debt-free. Remember the number? He put in $130,000. In 18 months, he's going to have another $130,000. And yes, it's real estate. And yes, it's quite liquid. Did you hear me out there? CPAs, financial planners, and especially you all who get paid out of Wall Street, real estate is liquid. Not your stuff where we put it in your stocks and bonds and it takes 3 weeks of you whining for 2 weeks because you don't want the money to come out of your account. It's going to show and your supervisor is going to see your account as down $130,000. This is liquid. We can get a HELOC. Welcome to the real world of comfort. Home equity line of credit, we could get $130,000 or more line of credit in the next 18 months, and he could withdraw that new money anytime he wants to. So it's liquid, but it's $130,000 new dollars, and most of us, most of you listening, don't have $130,000 of debt except for the mortgage. Hey, I meet, don't you, Travis and Sherry, meet clients, customers all the time who have too much debt. Too much, what kind of debt is the biggest one they have? Credit card debt, right?
Unsecured credit card debt.
Say that again.
unsecured credit card debt.
Unsecured typically. Credit mm-hmm. card debt is the big one. What's the next one or two that so many of our customers have? Either of you. Go ahead.
I think an auto loan.
Yeah, I was going to say mm-hmm. a car loan. What's another one? College loans.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely. Student debt, yeah.
Student debt. Another one that has become less and less important through actually changes that Congress made in the last 5 years, medical debts. They're not as significant as they were. They're a little more relaxed on how they get paid. I am an advocate that we pay off our debts, okay? You don't walk away from them. You don't get some government to give you the money, or they're going to have their hooks into you for the rest of your generations on this earth ball. We don't need that, et cetera, just so you all know who are listening. I'm not talking about free money. I'm talking about investing in a property carefully analyzed. This $130,000 has money in it to cover some upfront costs. We put every cost we could in the book for the upcoming year. The mortgage, the taxes, the insurance, the property manager, added improvements to the property. It just about breaks even. It has a little bit of positive cash flow, so there's no more out-of-pocket money. And at the end of the year, it's made 52% with ease. And what happens? Every month, the seller's receiving a check. To do what? To pay off the mortgage and the taxes and the insurance. But $130,000 new dollars in 18 months. Larry.
And Barry, I want people to know that when we say that he's getting a return of 52% in the first year, that's conservatively calculated.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think it's important that people realize that it is conservative, our calculation. That probably he'll earn better than that.
Well, Chris and I in our research department did it yesterday. Go ahead, Travis.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, this isn't just numbers that we're just pulling off some website. I mean, these guys has researched this for over 3 years, and they go over the data with a fine-tooth comb. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And so it's you're investing in Barry and Larry, and you are going to get somebody that, you know, that cares about you. Is the thing he might do is might not let you pay over what you want to pay.
Sure.
He's gonna, if you tell him that's your comfort zone, you know, these guys, we care about you here.
Yeah.
And you know, you're going to have good solid people. You've got geniuses running these numbers. I mean, this is not something that came up overnight. This has been, you know, 3+ years of planning this strategically to get to where we are now. And that's the reason I came over, because of the people and, you know, seeing how amazing this can be for our clients and investors. That I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I don't know why we don't have people just knocking down the doors.
Well, one of the reasons is, I'll cover that in a minute. Sherry, you had some comments. Your hand was up.
I was going to say the same thing. I just don't understand why people aren't knocking the doors down. But they are actually they are. More people are calling. People are getting savvy to it.
More and more. And people are getting caught on and savvy to it. Let's talk about the seminar.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Larry, quickly before the break, and then we'll come back.
We're going to have a seminar on April 24th at 10:30 to noon. It's absolutely free. Give us a call and sign up. It costs nothing except an hour and a half of your life. 303-888-3788 or text us at 303-888-3788.
Now, I'm going to give a reason now, and we'll discuss it when we come back. One of the big reasons, there are two big reasons why more people don't do this sooner. Okay, one is their own comfort level. They're not sure what that is. They're embarrassed by their, what did I call it? Habitual financial habits. But that's typically they're embarrassed by their negative habits. Don't worry about that. We're not here to judge you at all. You come to the seminar, we don't ask you for anything, okay, except your first name, so we could have a nameplate for you. That's a huge reason. Another one? How about $130,000? We're going to tackle that one when we come back, and we're going to show you how you do not need $130,000 to get this kind of percentage return, and maybe not start off with $100,000 new dollars in a year, But what if it's $20,000 in the next 12 months? Let's talk about that when we come back. Okay, heck, you have a whole team here, and we're going to break this down. We're going to stay with what we said we deal with. How much money do you need to get started in a healthy wealth-building program like Barry and Larry's wealth-building program, part of Vestera Investments? Okay, I gave an example. Good. Someone had to earn $130,000. Work hard. Earn that money. That didn't just grow off a tree, okay? The buyer, our customer, you know, earned that money over years. But let's see what it takes on the minimum side to get started on such an exciting program. And we'll break it down as far as we can and give you what appears to be the lowest amount of money that anyone needs to get started in the wealth building program. Larry, we have a number of hotspot cities. We're not going to give them out. They're secret. They're proprietary. But the median price of one of those, the lowest median price is what? Do you remember?
It seems to me it was around 230,000. Nope,
172.
Thank you. I have a bad memory.
No problem. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. It's 172,000 in that particular city. There's and a couple others like it, by the way. But that's the best one in that price range. Please, Larry. Okay. It makes too much noise when we're rattling the papers. It comes through too loud on all microphones. So excuse me. But in any case, 172,000, we could find a good neighborhood, a good rental, good property, not beat up, not a fix and flipper for 150,000. 150,000 purchase price. Now, what is the minimum down payment that a lender would loan on? Yes, say it, Larry.
15%.
Okay, so 15% of 150,000 is how much money? 22,500. Now, are there ways? So all of a sudden, by the way, rather quickly, rather nicely, I'd say, agree? 130,000 is now 22,500, Travis?
Yep.
Yeah, so we're down to 22.5. Sherry, quick, is that okay? I mean, it went fast. Nothing slick here. You just didn't buy a $440,000 property. You don't have to. You could buy a $150,000 property.
Yes, you can.
Good city, good appreciation. By the way, appreciation, in our analysis, Larry said it, we're always conservative. By the way, the city we're talking about, appreciation is very similar to Colorado Springs. Coincidentally, it's even a military town. 12 to 15% appreciation. We could use any number at 12, 13, 14, and it's
I thought it was even
conservative.
Like 3 or 4 points higher than that when we were looking at
it. But our analysis, sure, we use the lower number. But anyway, the down payment is 22.5. It's not as competitive as Colorado Springs. Probably won't need much added money. But there are no ways to minimize 22.5. But there are many ways that Del Van Essen and Josh at Community Banks Mortgage have shared right on these airwaves where that money could come from. What are some of the ideas, Sherry and Travis, for $22,500? Where can that come from if somebody doesn't have it?
How about a home equity line of credit?
Oh, but they don't have a home.
They don't have a home yet.
They're 27 years of age. They're on their second job out of college. They didn't finish college, but they went 3 years, didn't finish, get a degree. No judgments there. It's just a nice, wonderful people. And they'd love to get involved and get started, start earning 50% or more on their money so they could build up a nest egg for their future. That's their desire. So we'll use the profile of a 27-year-old. Travis, where could a buyer pick up money for down payment?
You gotta work for it.
Gotta work for it or have family. What kind of a letter?
A gift letter.
A gift letter. What is a gift letter?
A gift letter is a letter from a family member or friend who is willing to give you a gift in order to purchase your first home, and all it has to say is that you don't have to give it back.
Yeah, so lenders allow that. So now, can you get that from friends? Typically not. Typically not, but understand the key word is typically. I'm not saying break rules. You don't have to break rules. We don't want you to break rules. We don't want you to get in trouble. But yes, sometimes you can. It has to be proven money. Usually your friend has to prove it usually 60 days in advance. The lenders call that aged money. So all of a sudden, it's not 22.5. Now it might be that you get a gift letter from a family member, a cousin, an in-law, and maybe a friend. Whatever that is, we're not going to put numbers on that, but it means you don't have to have 22.5, et cetera. Now, other ways you could get it, can you get advances from your employer? You know that if you're doing really well on the job, there are lots of employers, Larry, right, who yep. would advance $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Sherry?
Especially if you provide that data, the raw data. If you provide that to your employer and you've been there for a while and he or she is familiar with your work ethic, they look at this data. Slam dunk with some of
and
them.
And they mm-hmm. remember when they, your supervisor right. remembers uh-huh. emotionally, usually with fondness. They forget the trouble they had in getting the home, okay? And maybe they didn't have trouble, but they selected the right age and had no trouble. But maybe they had trouble. They don't remember that. They remember how important it was to get in. What do the supervisors, what do people everywhere, our listeners call it, we call it, I don't use the term because it's used derogatorily by a lot of finance people, but it's a fair term when consumers use it, get in the real estate game. Get in it. Get in it. They remember when they were buying their first home to get in the game because mom and dad told them, the supervisor, get in the real estate game. It's a good game. Now, again, I'll use it fondly here when consumers use it. It is a good term in that sense. So all of a sudden, 22.5 maybe is 12.5. And maybe one of you listening says, well, I have that much. I have 10,000. I'm close. I have some friends that I like, trust. They trust me. And holy criminy, if I'm going to double this money in a year, I could pay them back. All kinds of opportunities. Any that come to any of your minds? Sherry, any others? I don't have others. Any?
No. I'm not coming up with any instantly, Barry, but the fact is, if you work hard, you can figure out ways to raise the capital. We're not talking a huge amount of capital.
No, it's not a lot.
All of a sudden, it's not.
Sure. Well, I was going to say, you know, if you are, elder or getting a little closer, and you're a little worried that you don't have, as much money as you wanted to give your family, this is a great opportunity to put your money there and have it grow. And you know, when you are getting towards the end there, you know, you have doubled, tripled your money, you know, if, you have, time left.
Yeah. Thank you. Because I'm going to use that in our final couple of minutes here on the air. We're going to move from the 27-year-old and reverse the numbers and go to a 72-year-older. 72-year-old, and you've had some ups and downs. We don't put anybody down for having had money in Wall Street anytime, anywhere, any place. And Wall Street loves to talk about the Great Recession and the this and the that and the whatever it was, the 2000, I forget what that boom bust time was called, but whatever it was. And they always have these excuses. Oh, well, gee, you lost all your money. Well, keep it in there another 20 years and you might get some of it back, except they say you will. Forget all that. If you want to make another 20 or 30 or 50,000 so you could do what we talked about last week, have money to send your grandchild to college, at least cover one full year of tuition, etc., this program is not one that takes 10 years to keep your money in it and make 2% next year, and the next year after that, 5, and then lose 2. No, this is making 50%+ now, and it looks ever so likely that it'll make that much or more 2 and 3 and 4 years from now. So, Larry, you could build up a big nest egg if you're 72 and have 22,000, or could get 22,000. And a lot of you out here listening have more than that. Larry.
So why don't you call or text us right now and join us for our April 24th seminar at 10:30 in the morning. Call us at 303-888-3788.
And some of you are. I'm seeing the reservations come in. We still have room. One of you asked us, you know that we're COVID compliant and the modern COVID compliant, blue and yellow instead of bad colors, whatever they were. I don't remember what they are, red or something like that. And as a Vietnam veteran, I remember red is not good. That's all I remember. In any case, I remember that from my accounting days too, Larry. Red ink is not good on the balance sheet. Anyway, Sherry, thank you. Travis, thank you.
Thank you.
Larry, thank you. Thank you, listeners. This is Barry saying for all of us, thank you for listening. Give us a call, 303-888-3788.